The fourth dibra is the mitzvah of Shabbos, Zochor es Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. And the very fact that it's the fourth is explained by the Ramban in a very beautiful and subtle way. He points out that the first three dibros are the composite, in a certain short way, the composite of our requirement to believe in Hashem, specifically his existence, to direct our faith only towards him, not to take him lightly. And after those three more abstract beliefs, with a little bit of a command in the previous dibra of Lo Sisa, but basically abstract intellectual ones, then comes the fourth dibra, where we are commanded to keep Shabbos, which is a concrete and vivid sign of these beliefs. Zecher l'masa bereishis, zecher l'briyasa olam. It's where we give a testimony that we believe that Hashem is the creator, the borei olam, and not only the borei olam, but the one who's the manhig, the olam, who leads the world and is involved, which is demonstrated so dramatically with our story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Specifically, we speak about Zochar Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. The Gemara in Psachim, in Arvei Psachim, Daf Kuf Vav, in the Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way, tell us that this is the basis of the mitzvah d'oraisa, to remember Shabbos on Friday night. This is an allusion to the chiyuv to make kiddush, and the Gemara understands that it means at the beginning of Shabbos, meaning the Friday night kiddush at the outset, the beginning of Shabbos, we acknowledge, we remember Shabbos, Zohar, we remember it, we acknowledge it when we make Kiddush. The Rambam actually has a very interesting shita. The Rambam holds that we are remembering or setting aside or designating Shabbos, not only by saying Kiddush on Friday night, but according to the Rambam, part of the mitzvah d'oraisa is also Havdalah at the end of Shabbos. The Rambam thinks that by bookending Shabbos on Friday night, separating it from the Yom HaShishi, the sixth day of the week, and on Motzei Shabbos, separating it from the first day of the next week, that is the composite of the mitzvah of Zechira in that sense. Not everyone agrees with that. Many others hold that Havdalah is only rabbinic, Durabanan, but that is an interesting shita of the Rambam. So the first and most primary way we remember Shabbos and fulfill this mitzvah of this fourth Dibra is by making Kiddush on Friday night. Chazal teaches so that there are other additional ways to remember Shabbos. For example, the Mechilta talks about dressing nicely, dressing in a special way for Shabbos. What defines nice? What defines special? So that will obviously vary from society to society, place to place, from decade and century and time to time, but whatever is considered nice in whatever culture you live in, the Mechilta says you're supposed to dress nicely for Shabbos. Secondly, Chazal also tell us that one element or one dimension of Zohar is that Shabbos should be the focal point of all of our activities. Until now, whether it's Kiddush or the dressing nicely, we were talking about how you remember Shabbos on Shabbos. However, Chazal also talk about Zohar, being the focal point of all of our activities throughout the week. And here Chazal give two examples, one in the Gemara Beitza, one in the Mechilta, and you can find both of these in different interpretations in the Mefarshim on our Parsha, on the Aseret Dibros in Yisro, between Rashi, Ibn Ezra, Ramban. You can find different interpretations of the psukim, but are really drawing on these two sources, which are two different reflections of this idea of Shabbos as a focal point. Namely, the Gemara Beitza and other sources talk about Shamai HaZakein, how throughout the week, whenever he would find a good piece of meat, a good food, he would say, oh, I'll keep this for Shabbos. And then if the next day or the day afterwards he found an even nicer piece of meat, he'd say, okay, I'll eat the first one, and now the second will be for Shabbos. The point is that throughout the week, the whole week, he's thinking about Shabbos, it's the focal point of his week, and whatever the best and choicest food he finds, right away he sets that apart for Shabbos, thinking about Shabbos already in the beginning of the week or the middle of the week, throughout the time to be talking about and thinking about Shabbos. A second expression of this similar idea of Shabbos being the focal point, Mechilta tells us, is that we count all of our days in relation to Shabbos. And the Ramban, not exclusively, but very famously, it's the Ramban who elaborates on this point and says that all the other nations of the world, they see each of the 7 days as an independent unit, as an independent power or koach. So Sunday was for the sun, and Monday was for the moon, etc., etc. As opposed to in Judaism, we don't have independent names, but rather it's Yom HaRishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi'i, Yom Rishon, etc. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all leading up to Shabbos. That is to say, we count, it's the first day, second day, all culminating in Shabbos, as a way of showing that Shabbos is the focal point of our activities, and everything is a count up to Shabbos. Now we start over again, and a count up to Shabbos. So whether it's in this idea of the food or the counting of the days, or the way we refer to the days, strictly speaking, we should refer to everything as Yom Rishon, Sheni, etc., because that is, in a certain sense, a fulfillment of a mitzvah daraisa of Zechira Shabbos, even in the middle of the week. One of the things that's most famous about this fourth Dibra is that it's Zochar Shomer Shabbos L'Kadsho in Parshas Yisro. However, we know that the Dibros are also repeated in Dvarim in Parshas Ve'eschanan. And there, instead of saying Zochar Shomer Shabbos, it's V'shamor. Instead of Zochar to remember, it's V'shamor to guard. What is the difference between Zochor and Shamor? So the Ramban and others explain that it is that Zochor, as we alluded to, is the mitzvah aseh of Shabbos, like Kiddush, remember it in a positive way. Shamor, to guard or protect, is not to violate it. Sanctity is the lotase, not to do malacha, not to do work. Very famously, the Gemara in Shavuos and the Mechilta tell us that even though we read them at two separate parshios, but at the time of Sinai, there's only Matan Torah once, there's only Har Sinai once. And Zochor versus Shamor, Bedibor Echad Nemra. They were both given at the exact same time. They were simultaneously uttered, they were simultaneously articulated, Bedibor Echad, Zohar and Shamor. No human being could say two things at once, and human beings can't hear things at once, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to express them both at once. And there's even a halachic nafkamina of that, because the Gemara tells us that women are obligated in Kiddush like men, even though we would have thought logically that women would be exempt from the mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos, because after all, it's a mitzvah that says Man Grama, it's a positive time-bound mitzvah. Nevertheless, because Shabbos is indivisible, says the Gemara, Kol Sheyeshno B'Zechira, B'Shmira, excuse me, Yeshno B'Zechira. Anyone who's included in the Lotase, and women can't do work, we know that women are equal to men when it comes to the Lotases, all the Lotases, all the negative precepts are equally applicable to men and women. So once women are included in the negative of Shabbos, they're not doing Malacha, so Memela, says the Gemara, they have to be included equally in the mitzvahs aseh as well. On a deeper level, the Maharal explains in a remarkable passage in the Gur Aryeh in Devarim in Parshas Ve'eschanan that it's not just that there is a reminder that we have this idea of Zohar and Shamor, but rather the idea is that we want to infuse Shabbos with meaning. He explains that if we just had Shamor by itself, by not doing Malacha, resting could be for any reason. Resting per se does not make Shabbos. Just doing Kiddush, just doing the Zechira, just doing the positive mitzvahs of Shabbos, all the nice things of Shabbos, eating cholenta and potato kugel, that's also meaningless if you're treating the day otherwise as a weekday, as you're doing malacha while you're having Kiddush. That is also not meaningful. Rather, says Maharal so beautifully, elaborating in a more in-depth spiritual, philosophical explanation of the Gemara, what the Gemara is telling us is for the experience of Shabbos to be truly, truly meaningful, it has to be completely holistic. You need both the Zohar and the Shamor. We need the Shamor to create the environment, to protect, to keep out the quote-unquote weekday activities. But then once, if you can't just keep the, you can't just play defense. You also have to play offense. You can't just keep out the bad stuff, so to speak. And not there's anything wrong with work during the week. There are makoros that say from the pasuk in Vayisro that sheshes yamim tavod is a mitzvah also. You must work for the 6 days. But on Shabbos, we don't want to work. On Shabbos, you want to push that off to the side. But it's not enough to just not work. That's meaningless. Rather, by creating a space of not working, then we need to infuse that space with meaning. That is Zohar. And I think it's a very, very beautiful idea. And he adds, says the Gur Aryeh, if that's the case, if they're both B'dibor Echad, Kol Sheyeshno B'Zechira, Yeshno B'Shmira, well, how come if you had to have both, why does Zohar in the first Dibros, why is Zohar in Yisro, and we only get to Shamor in Ve'eschanan? So he says clearly, because Zohar is actually the ikar. The main thing is the Zohar. The main thing are the mitzvos to add meaning. But again, don't think, as so often in history, people have been seduced and tempted into thinking, well, as long as I do the mitzvos, I make kiddush, have a Friday night dinner, it doesn't matter if I also do malacha. That is really, really a mistake. You need both. But yes, it's true that the ikar is not the rest. The ikar is what you do with the rest, and that is the Zohar. Last but not least, there is a third dimension. Not only is it Shamor, not only is it Zachor, but it's also Likadsho. There's an element of Kedusha in the mitzvah of Shabbos. And specifically, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah tells us something remarkable. It says that the first 6 days of the week can really be divided up into three sets of pairs. Yom Rishon and Sheni, Shlishi and Revi, Chamishi and Shishi. The first 6 days, so to speak, were a shidduch, were a couple. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? Each one had a mate, as it were. And the Medrash says that Shabbos complained to Hashem that it's alone. It's the odd number. Sunday has Monday, Monday has Tuesday, Wednesday has, etc. They eat, Sunday and Monday have each other, Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, you know, Yom Rishon and Sheni, etc. Shabbos is all alone. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I will give you the Jewish people. They will be your mate. In fact, the Maharsha in Baba Kama says that when we make Kiddush, that's the Maise Kiddush, the Hariat Mekudesh, at least, so to speak, the proposal, if you will. Every week we renew the vows, if you will, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the mechanism of Shabbos. Shabbos is the way we are Mekudeshes, if you will, to Hashem. There's a marriage between the Jewish people and Shabbos as a way of bringing us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to give you one last idea on this vein, something so, so beautiful that makes this point, I want to share with you a beautiful idea in the name of the Chavetz Chaim. It's quoted in a few places. I've seen it. I first saw this in a remarkable small work of Musar and Machshava called the Atara Lamelech, which is a collection of the speeches or writings of Rav Pam Zatzal. There on page 7 and 8, he quotes this idea from the Chavetz Chaim, but you can find it in other sources. The Chavetz Chaim addressed the popular and beautiful, beautiful Shabbos Zemer of Kol Mekadesh Shvi. In that song, we say, Kol Mekadesh Shvi, anyone who sanctifies the seventh day, Karoi lo, appropriately, Kol Mekadesh Shvi, Karoi lo, Kol Shomer Shabbos, Kedas, Mechalalo. Anyone who accepts Shabbos, observes Shabbos, Kedas, correctly, Mechalalo. Nevertheless, has, you know, been Mechalal Shabbos, has betrayed Shabbos. What does that mean? And then we continue and say, Scharo Harbe Ma'od, gets a lot of reward, Al Pi Polo, based on how much he did. How do you make sense of the song? It's beautiful when we sing it, but do we pay attention to the words? So the Chavetz Chaim said there's a treasure, a beautiful, profound treasure hidden in these words. What we're telling us is that, in fact, it's not enough just to be a Shomer Shabbos, whether that means Shmir or Zechir. It's not enough to just do the mitzvos. The Lakadcho that we just mentioned in the Pasuk adds a third dimension. A person could observe both Zachor and Shamor, do all the mitzvos, not do any of the malachos, but if you do it in a perfunctory manner, absent any serious spiritual striving, absent any spiritual mindfulness, absent any dveikus, any inspiration, absent any dveikus, so then you've missed the whole point. Lakadcho requires a higher level of connecting and sanctifying to the day. And with this, the Chavetz Chaim explained the Zemer. What does that mean, Kol Shomer Shabbos Kedos Mechalalo? You kept Shabbos halachically, and that is as if you were Mechal Shabbos? That's the person who kept the halachos. He wasn't driving on Shabbos or anything like that. Kol Shomer Shabbos Kedos, he kept the halachos, but he didn't do it with his heart. That's called Mechalalo. On the other hand, Kol Mekadesh Shvi Karoilo, as it's appropriate, as it's fitting, he does it in the most spiritual and uplifting way. It's really a meaningful experience to him. Then scharo harbe maod. Then he'll get a lot of schar, which implies that even if you're on the lower level, yes, you do get some schar, but not harbe maod. As we say at the end of the stanza, al pi pa'alo. Each one according to his measure. The guy who's merely shomer Shabbos kadosh, it's not going to get the full measure of schar, because on some level he was mechalalo. But the person who is, in fact, kol mekadesh shvi karoilo, that's the person who doesn't just keep the mitzvot, doesn't just avoid the malacha, but in fact adds a measure of sanctity and kedusha to his life, to her life, to her family's life, to his family's life. That is karoilo, and that is the one who scharo harbe ma'od.